B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, time for What's Brewing, Jen?
What's Brewing, Jen? Brought to us by Dunkin'. Always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day. To score a free medium hot coffee one time per week, valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions do apply. This is where our own Jen Scordo finds three enthralling tales to discuss with us. Jen, what do you got today?
All right, we're going to go to Hudson, New York to begin everything. Mike, do you know how to drive a five-speed?
Yes.
Tyrone, do you know how to drive a five-speed?
Nah.
Yeah, my Fiat's a five-speed. My little Fiat Spider convertible is a five-speed.
I feel
love
like
it.
It's an antiquated skill I don't need.
I feel like everybody needs to drive a five-speed. Well, if you were a car thief, you might need it. Because this Hudson, New York car thief was unable to flee in the car that he was trying to steal because it was a five-speed. The police were after him. He ended up trying to get away in the car and kept stalling. So he just got out of the car and started running. And the police ran after him and caught him.
Well,
that's not why you need to drive a five-speed. Let's not go stealing cars. But
yeah.
I think it's something that everybody should learn.
Well, listen, when you grew up, I probably had a couple of those, like the early cars where I had the manual transmission.
Me too. I learned to drive on a 1957 Chevy truck, three on a tree.
Yeah,
no joke, three on a tree. Yeah,
that's the
first car I ever drove.
A sports car is not going to usually be, the small sports car like I have is not going to usually be automatic.
No.
But what's interesting about today's cars, at least this car I'm driving now from the great people at Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
They have a way to do manual.
Yeah, the paddle shift.
Right, yeah. My dad had one of those.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Some people like doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
The only thing good about it is like if you had the gear shift. The little knob doesn't give you the same satisfaction, does it?
No,
there
not at
are,
all.
Very few, because I knew I wasn't crazy. As far as new cars, very few available left that you could get.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Name.
With what? Five-speed?
With five-speed, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very few.
Yeah, they're way out.
They're basically all sports cars and then like four SUVs. Uh-huh. That's it in America. Right.
But it's fun It's fun to bang the gears. Bam, bam, bam.
I miss it. All of my cars leading up to the last two cars I've had were manual transmission.
Only the Wrangler left as far as Jeeps go.
I was going to say, most Jeeps are automatic these days.
Yep.
There are 18-wheelers that are automatic these days.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
It's an antiquated thing.
It is an antiquated thing, but it's fun, Tyrone. I'll teach you.
I don't want to learn.
Not at all?
I don't like learning things I don't need.
Bring it's springtime. Bring the Fiat. I want you to test drive it.
No, I'm good.
I'll hear this.
Fun.
I'm saying they got
the gears.
Yeah, the clutch is gone.
Clutch.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
All right. Okay, well, of course, we know that March Madness is here. The NCAA tournament has started. The NCAA has installed a, quote, boss button on their website. So if you're perusing their website at work, you can hit the boss button. The audio feed turns off while a spreadsheet pops up.
That's classic.
It's clever.
In fact, Tyron was looking at one. There was a different one today you were looking at, weren't you?
The spreadsheet's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
They got something else now.
This year, it looks like you're having a Zoom.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's even better.
It is.
Yeah, boy, it's
more timely.
Tricksters. Dumbass boss wouldn't catch on to this by now?
They wouldn't catch on.
Not with the spreadsheet. When if you've got a regular office job where you're just working on the Penske report.
Right.
Man, they don't know. They don't know. They're just coming in there to get on you. Yeah, this year it looks like you're having a Zoom call with
fun.
Tracy Morgan.
Oh, that's great. That's hysterical.
And then if you accept it, he has a video message. But yeah, the boss button is awesome. I've been using the boss button. I used to have to. Now I just watch.
Well, yeah, now
what you gonna do?
We can't. We got it on TV. We got it on laptops.
I got
it
on laptop. I got two games on right now. But normally, like the years past, there were times where I had to use the boss button.
Oh, sure.
Years
I love
ago.
It. Well, watching games from work costs employers more than $1.3 billion. And lost productivity at this time. I didn't know it was that high.
At this point, you just should get people off.
Especially if, I know Tunis and Anthony were talking earlier about being in college. If your college is playing and you had class today and they're playing right now, no.
No way.
You just get the day off.
Anthony and I did a show once when we were working together where we just talked about the games that were on television. Like, you know, they used to flash from game to game.
Yeah.
We go, all right, in this game, oh, he just made that shot. It's just like we're two guys in a living room watching games.
Yeah.
That was the whole radio show.
I like
and
it.
And somehow we got away with it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't know that they would let you do that, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I like it. Sounds like fun.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, and in addition to basketball, today is also St. Patrick's Day. Obviously, we're in all of our green. A website called Hangover Guide has put out their list of hangover cures because a lot of people are going to be drinking.
Yeah, so lay a couple of them out.
Here we go. Yeah. All right, the Iraqi hangover cure involves boiling a goat's head to create a soup.
I don't have access to that.
I don't have a goat head either.
Goat's head soup.
I've had goat head
Rolling
soup.
Rolling Stone though. Album.
Well, it's actually very delicious. I've had it.
Oh, it is?
The Turkish hangover cure involves creating a broth from tripe. Mike, you would like that. That's a good old
Turkish
Italian
hangover
thing.
Cure is, for me is not watching the park on Cork when I was playing.
I know. Look at Ba-bum. You.
Hasn't been getting that.
Yeah,
so,
the Starsky and Hutch hangover cure calls for blending Pepto-Bismol, pancake mix, Tang breakfast drink, diet soda, and a raw egg.
Gross. I would say no.
You're not doing that.
No, I would rather throw up. I mean, if you're gonna throw up anyway, if you have a hangover,
I don't want that.
No,
to hydrate you more.
I don't think there is a hangover cure.
Well, eating asparagus might be another one.
Yeah, asparagus helps.
For real?
Asparagus does help.
No way.
Yeah, because it's a diuretic.
Real thing?
Yeah, it's diuretic, so it flushes out some of the bad stuff, and then as long as you hydrate afterwards, you're better.
How about that? I thought it was just kind of a
That's real. The hydration is still the most important part of it, though.
The amino acids and mineral contents found in asparagus are much higher.
It also smells.
Oh, yeah, your pee smells when you eat.
Yeah, it's very weird.
It's still worth it.
It is, because it's delicious. So there you go. If you're going out drinking tonight, get your health said, you know, go ahead.
There are two human pollutants. One from the mouth end is if you burp after eating radishes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And the other is the
asparagus pee. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love asparagus.
I could probably go to a place tonight I could have a little asparagus.
Yeah?
And have one or two. You know, I got to work tomorrow.
Right.
Both jobs.
So you wouldn't be hungover. But it would help
still
get the alcohol through your system.
Be sharp.
There you go.
Going out tonight and have a couple of cocktails?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, as long as I can find a place where I can sit down. I'm not standing.
You're going to have standing room only in a lot of places tonight.
I'll find a place where I can sit.
And on a day like today when it's dreary and there's just nothing but basketball on.
Yeah.
People are sitting.
Double whammy.
People started sitting at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'll find a way.
All day.
All right, well,
I got to have enough stroke in my town to get a bar stool.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Your town is kind of your town.
Well, I'm saying, a brother can't get a bar stool. So anybody text me.
Up that way.
Yeah, anybody out there, if you want to reserve a stool for me, you can hit me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or you can text me.
Put a picture of your face on the stool.
They'll know what to do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.